Oh my freaking God. You know what? I am disappointed in this generation. What are we doing? What is in the headlines? What is in the news? Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. This is Radical Mike and the What's Up Radical Mike Show. Brought to you by PhoenixStreetNews.com. Phoenix Street Radio now playing on Entertainment Street and Phoenix Street TV coming very soon. Also, you will be able to find it on PhoenixStreetNews.com, our website. Okay, the headlines. I just listened to a snippet of The Breakfast Club. And I'm sorry to say, young people are stupid. Especially these people. You know, it is weird that if you grew up in the rap battle diss era, you know what diss lead to. Confrontation. Always has been, always will. Now, is this beef organic, or is it created in order to, yes, revitalize rap music in that it is getting people to be talking about rap music that otherwise would be not giving a shit about rap music, because rap music ain't shit these days since gangster rap took over. You know, since the heathens took over the industry and the crackers decided that, you know, that was a very simple way of eliminating them niggas. Not give them public enemy or any other conscious music. KRS-One, Arrested Development. No. Don't give them that shit. Don't even give them Kid and Play. Don't even give them DJ Jazzy Jeff. Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, fuck no. Give these motherfuckers goddamn Colors. Colors. Color. Yeah. Gang, bang, shoot 'em up. From murder bars, drill bars, to just fuck 'em bars. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what it's come to. So now, all of a sudden, when people are saying, fuck rap, because rap has fucked itself, it's a dangerous occupation. The heathens raised by women can't go out in public and be civil. No. They got to shoot up the Super Bowl parade. Oh, okay. So now we just got to ban niggas from everywhere. All right. So now, because rap ain't shit anymore, you have this Drake, Kendrick, contrived or otherwise, beef that's designed to do what? Otherwise or contrived, distract. Distract you from what? Fucking presidential election. One that's probably the most important in American history, in that we need to be striving towards reparation and not any bullshit. But we can't concentrate on reparation or shit that matters, because the people that are of voting age but are too ignorant to understand what the vote is for ADOS. Hashtag ADOS. Shout out to American Descendants of Slavery, the whole tribe. Shout out to Miss Yvette Cornell, Breaking Brown, co-founder of ADOS, and Antonio Moore, Tone Talks, the tandem team of terror that is the only voice, real voice, for reparation that strikes fear in the hearts of all those that claim to be doing the best thing for ADOS, for black people, for American descendants of slavery. Okay, so here we are in election year where we could possibly, not possibly, really press Slow Joe. And I ain't black, but I play one called Black Ain't a Race, Kamala, trying to bamboozle and hoodwink us into thinking that, oh my God, don't pick Trump, he's a madman, pick me, man. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute, man. What's the game plan, man? And do I get reparation, man, for my vote, man? If not, check your hat at the door. See you later. And Kamala, the fake black woman, you don't get to be in line for president. And you ain't even black, like ADOS. Like Obama wasn't black, like ADOS. Obama's Kenyan, and your ass is what? At best, Jamaican. That's right. That don't make you black. That don't make you one of us. Black came from colored. Color came from slavery. We're not trying to hear it. So, if you want to try to be in line, because you know Joe, if Wynn can't make it through a full second term without falling flat dead under his own weight. So, you get to be president by default? Oh, hell no. And play black? Oh, hell no. Cut the check now for Juneteenth. Don't play. Cut the check now for Juneteenth, and we good. Don't cut the check, and, oh, weirdo, Trump may come in like a knight in shining armor and say, check this. The Democrats are really the Dixiecrats and Confederate South. I, Trump, as weird as I am, represent the party of Lincoln. And just like Civil War term, when we came to save the niggas, here I am, the party of Lincoln, to cut the check again. 40 acres and a mule relived. What, we got Groundhog Day here? I don't care. Trump, you can be the hero and say, fuck the Democrats, they always was some bullshit. Simple. It's simple. Don't play. You can make this shit happen today. Short circuit the whole program, Trump. I just tell them all, brother, like, look, bro, if y'all elect me, I'm going to cut the check. And Biden will have to like, sign an executive order to do it right now. Either way, we win. And either way, America wins with us getting reparation. So, at the end of the day, this is where we at. And here we are, doing what? Concentrating on some bullshit with Drake and fucking Kendrick Lamar. Now that the public niggas are fascinated by the fight, the battle, the diss, the ugliness of blackness, what does this lead to? Well, if it is organic, it will take on a life of its own, which will lead to confrontation. Drake is already banned by default from the United States of America. He cannot do a concert nowhere in this bitch if this is organic. Because right now, people have chosen sides because the media has made this. Oh my God, the Drake and Kendrick beef is saving the ratchet rap. Like you motherfucker needed to be saved. Fuck that, let that bullshit die. Okay, well, you didn't let it happen. So, organically, this naturally leads to confrontation. And the people that are watching it and engaging in it know it. Biggie, Tupac, come on. So, and the Breakfast Club was so fucking stupid. What's his name? The God. Oh, my God. Oh, how come this just couldn't have been some random people? Get the fuck out of here. Is this a random mindset? Is this a random climate? How come somebody didn't go and shoot up his shit last year or year before? You're so stupid. All of them motherfuckers on Breakfast Club is weak. And you got to think, how is it that a nigga that's supposed to grow up in this era even thinks like that? That means that somebody else is telling this nigga what to say. He can't be that stupid. No, it's going to get worse before it gets better. And the thing about it is that it is deeper than what is on the surface. It is light skin against dark skin. It is house nigga against field nigga. It is privilege, nigga, against basic hood, nigga. It's all of that that slavery created. So there's no reason why any of you should be surprised at where we are. You shouldn't be surprised at all. You should be, oh yeah, I knew that's where this was going to lead. And not only is it going to look like, okay, well, beef creates controversy and attention, which it does, where attention isn't necessarily deserved, because if Kendrick or Drake was making quality music, do you think that even if they were making quality music, that you would be talking about, that the public would be talking about the quality of that music? Oh, this is such a great album. Better than the last one. Check out the bars on this one. Check out the production on that one. Hell no. They wouldn't give a fuck. Because they can't afford to buy the music. They're going to play this shit somewhere for free. So, how do the fucking artists get attention by creating some bullshit for y'all to suck up like a fucking nut? Like, get the fuck out of here. This is the damn dumbest shit ever. But it's logical, rational, and this is how the game is played. And y'all so slow. Black people, y'all so slow and don't have no family and nothing else, no fathers for direction. Y'all get caught up in this kind of bullshit. Whereas me, an old man in my 70s, oh shit, I can see right through this bullshit. Hell yeah. Somebody making this up. Just in time. You know. That's the way it is. Oh, shit. Well, I just had to squeeze that in, man. Because this Kendrick Lamar, Drake, thingamajigger, circus is exactly that. A circus. And as long as y'all are on the ride saying we having fucking fun, oh yeah, oh yeah, the amusement park and carnival will continue. That shit's so fucking crazy. I can't believe that y'all even caught up. But I can believe it, because you're stupid, you know. You don't have parenting that teach you not to. That shit is crazy. So, but anyway, we're coming up on 20 minutes. 18 minutes and some change. 19 minutes. And now I'm just going to make this a short show and stuff, so nobody has to get weirded out. But understand that this dissing, and like I said, I'm going to start dissing some podcasts here, some local folks that ain't doing nothing but buying into the mindset. Until next time, it is Radical Mike. Oh, what's up with Radical Mike Show? What's up is an acronym for With History, America's True Self Unfolds Painfully. Until next time, visit the website, PhoenixStreetNews.com. On the Entertainment Street page, Phoenix Street Radio, and Music On Demand, as well as video. Yes, sir. We gotta go.